弟兄姐妹们平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
刚刚诗歌的最后一句话是什么？
What was the last phrase of the song that we just sang?
Jesus Christ, my living hope.
Jesus Christ, my living hope.
耶稣基督是我们活泼的盼望。
Yes, Jesus Christ is our living hope.
我想一个人如果活着已经没有盼望的话，那是一个非常痛苦的人生啊。
If we live without hope, it is a life that is tragic.
但是就算你不是已经落入了绝望的境界，
Even if you have not fallen into the place of hopelessness,
但是如果我们活着没有盼望，而且没有一个正确的盼望的话，其实也是一个很没有价值的生活。
But if we live our days without hope, without the right hope, we're living our days without significant value.
圣经不仅仅让我们看见的基督是我们荣耀的盼望。
The scripture helps us to see that Christ is our glorious hope.
也把将来在新天新地永远跟神同在。成为我们荣耀的盼望。
And that in the new heaven and the new earth, he will forever be our glorious hope.
那就算先不讲那么大那么远的事情。
And even if we're not going to speak about something that is still far away, seemingly,
就连我们每一次来到神的家中，来到聚会中，我们应该都很兴奋，都充满了盼望。
But every time we come to the house of God, we come to the presence of God, we should have this living hope.
我都希望我们每一次来到任何的聚会中，我们都带着一个盼望，说今天我要在这里再遇见神，再听见主对我说话。
I pray that every time we come to the gatherings of the Lord, we will have a heart that yearns and say, Lord, today I want to meet you. I pray that you will speak to me today.
我相信没有一个姊妹进美容院是不带着盼望的。
And I believe that every sister, every woman that enter into a salon, that they do not enter it with hope.
你不会希望我怎么进怎么出，对不对？
You're not going to expect to leave the same way that you entered in, right?
你总希望你进去是这个样子，出来不一样了。
And your expectation is that when you enter one way, when you come out, you will look different.
所以我们过去一位讲员贝教士，他说我们每一次聚会，都是来到 Jesus Salon, 来到耶稣基督的美容院。
Sister Barker once said that every time we come to assemble in the presence of God, we're coming to the Jesus Salon.
在聚会里面让他来改变我们。
That we allow him to come and transform us in his gathering.
当我们出去的时候我们不一样了，我们一定是变得更好的。
But when we leave, we are leaving in a different condition. We are better.
所以我们今天要来继续讲这个约书亚记。
So today we're going to continue in the study in the book of Joshua.
虽然好像是在讲属灵的征战。
And seemingly we're talking about spiritual warfare.
但是同样的原则，当我们带着盼望带着活泼的盼望来听神对我们说话的时候，
But the same principle, if we come and engage the word of God with a living hope,
神的话要成为我们的祝福。
The word of God will be a blessing to us.
神的话要成为我们的保护。
The word of God will be protection over us.
神的话成为我们的指引，成为我们的亮光。
The word of God would be our guide, would be the light unto us.
而且我们更希望神的话在这里能够喂养我们属灵生命的需要。
And we pray that the word of God would be our sustenance that supplies our spiritual needs.
今天已经进到八月了哈。
Today we are entering into the month of August.
我都不知道怎么去形容时间怎么过得这么快。
I don't know how to articulate and express how fast time is flying by.
对你们年轻人来说，觉得时间用不完的。
For a lot of the young people who are here today, maybe you feel that I have more than enough time.
对我们这种老人家来说，一年是一年，一个月是一个月，连每一天都要算的。
For someone who's advanced in age like myself, every year, every month, every day is numbered and counted.
不管你还有多久的日子可以活。
It doesn't matter how much more days you have left.
有一天我们要为着我们每一天的生活去向神交账。
There's a day that we're going to have to settle an account with our Lord and our Master concerning every day of our lives.
所以从某一面来说，我真的很羡慕你们年轻。
So from a perspective, I do admire the fact that you're still young.
还有那么多的机会可以被神改变，被神纠正来成长。
You still have many opportunities to allow the Lord to come and change, to tune, and grow in the presence of God.
那么多的事情，时间、经验、遭遇，都像水流一样经过我们。
So many of the things in our life, our time, our experiences, our encounters, they pass us through, pass by us like the flow of water.
当它流过我们之后，有没有留下永恒的价值？
When these things flow and washes over us.Did we retain any of things that are of eternal value?
有没有带来我们生命的改变？有没有带来我们跟神关系的改变？
Did it bring about a change of life? Did it bring about a change of our relationship with God?
加油。
Everybody be encouraged.
希望我们一起好好的来。
We need to all come and summon our strength and do it together.
约书亚记好像是一卷讲征战的书。
The book of Joshua seemingly is talking about warfare.
但是他其实却告诉我们怎么样子在地上过得胜的生活。
But it is telling us how to live in a life of victory.
神把我们从埃及救出来不是神的目的。
The purpose of God rescuing his people out of Egypt is not the purpose.
那不过是一个根基的工作。
That is a work of his found, as a foundational work of God.
他把我们从埃及救出来的目的是要把我们带进迦南地。
The purpose of delivering us out of Egypt is to bring us into the land of Canaan.
他把我们从仇敌、从世界、从各样的捆绑里面释放出来，为的让我们可以自由的来侍奉神。
He's delivered us out of the world, out of the bondage of the enemy, that we may have freedom to serve the living God.
你今天活得痛苦吗？
Do you live in trouble today?
今天在你的生活里面有很多的辖制，不自由吗？
Are there a lot of things that are restraining you to?Keeping you from living free before God.
如果我们不认清楚神救我们的目的是什么，你还是会继续留在被掳、受压制、痛苦的光景里。
If you do not truly understand and comprehend why God has redeemed and saved us, we will continue our days in oppression as being slaves.
神不光希望我们得救，而希望我们得胜。
God not only desires that we are redeemed and saved, He wants us to be victorious.
神不光希望我们得着了生命，而且是得着更丰盛的生命。
Not only desires that we would each have life, but have it more abundantly.
啊，所以圣经里面的每一场征战，它最积极的目的，除了叫我们荣耀神以外，就是要叫我们承受产业。
So we see that every battle that is illustrated in this particular book not only has its purpose in glorifying God, but His people would inherit the blessings of God.
而且我在第一堂就已经讲过了，迦南美地这个产业指的就是耶稣基督他自己。
And the very first message of this series, we say that the land of Canaan is a type, is pointing to Jesus Himself.
在基督里，我们承受了所有的祝福。
That in Christ we have received all the blessings.
在基督里我们承受了神伟大的生命和性情。
And we have received the nature and the life of God through Christ.
在基督里面我们享受了最深的安息和最深的满足。
That in Christ we have entered into the deepest rest and deepest satisfaction.
这就是迦南地所告诉我们。
This is what the land of Canaan represents.
这也是我们每一场征战的目的，都是为了这个积极的目的。
And every battle we engage in, we engage with this purpose.
所以如果今天在你的生活里面常常没有安息，很多思虑、烦恼、捆绑的话，我们都需要听这样子的信息。
And I want to say that in our days, if we have not rest, we do not have rest, we are troubled continuously, we need to hear this message.
你不要来说，余弟兄啊，我们现在在疫情底下，现在又多来了一个什么猴痘。Monkey pot, 你还来讲征战？
He said, Pastor Yu, we're still in the middle of the pandemic, and there's news of the monkey pox. You're talking about warfare right now?
我们需要安慰，我们需要爱，我们需要软性的信息。
We need comfort, we need love, we need a gentler message.
弟兄姊妹们，神永远不会缺乏给我们足够的爱、足够的安慰、足够的这个鼓励的。
God will always give us the sufficiency of His comfort, His love, His encouragement.
但是他更希望看见他的儿女刚强起来。
But He desires to see His children to rise up in strength.
能够勇敢地去面对我们周围所有的征战啊。
That courageously face all the battles that comes our way.
所以我们上个礼拜讲了征战的头两场征战，上一次啊。
The last time we were together, we spoke of the very first two battles. I said they entered Canaan.
讲到耶利哥。
We talked about the Battle of Jericho.
它不仅仅是第一场征战，非常非常的重要。
Now it is the very first battle is of utmost importance.
讲到在承受产业上，我们一定会碰到强大的坚固的营垒挡着我们。
Then in the process of inheriting God's blessings, we will always encounter an obstacle, a strong and mighty fortress.
这一场的征战不仅重要性，充满了教育性。
But this battle is not only important, but it's very educational.
要我们学什么？还记不记得一个月了？
What did the Lord want us to learn? Do you remember?
我希望你们不仅没有忘记，而且这一个月都在操练。
I hope that you have not forgotten, but you have put to practice this entire month.
耶利哥城第一场的征战，这教育性的征战，教育我们两件事情。
It's teaching us two things through this particular battle.
征战的胜败在乎耶和华，不在乎我们。
The battle belongs to the Lord. The victory belongs to Him. It's not of us.
你明明有600,000大军打一个城，太容易了。
600,000 men to come against a city, that's more than sufficient. That's easy to do.
神不让我们靠自己。
But God says, do not lean on yourself.
神要让我们看见所有的胜败在乎耶和华。
God wants us to see that all its victory belongs to the Lord.
你根本不用拔刀。
You do not even need to draw the sword.
你根本不用去杀仇敌。
You don't need to come and chase after your
整个耶利哥城高大的城要在你面前倒下来。
This entire stronghold will fall before your eyes.
完全出于神。
It is entirely of Him.
这个教育训的第二件重要的事情就在于人。信而顺服。
The second lesson is to trust and to obey.
你怎么相信？单纯的相信，绝对的顺服，所有的事情都在神的手中。
To the extent of your trust and your obedience unto the Lord, you'll know that everything is in His hands.
好，这是第一场。第二场正在讲爱城。
And the second battle, we talk about the battle of Ai.
让神的百姓看见，今天我们失败，该如何去面对自己的失败。
That when we have a failure,How do we face those failures?
要找出我们得罪神的地方。
To come to discover the areas where we offended God.
失败是表面上的事情。
To have failures, these are just superficial things.
得罪神、远离神、不合神心意是 root, 是真正根基的问题。
But to offend God, to not to please God, that is the root of the problem. That is the flesh.
我说了很多次，战场不过显明我们的胜败。但是我们的胜败却在平常就决定了。
I've said this time and time again that the battlefield reveals whether we have victory or not. But the victory is determined by every day of our lives.
我怎么过生活，我跟神的关系正不正常，是决定我胜败的原因。
How do I live my days? Do I have a normal relationship with God? It will determine whether I win or I lose in the battlefield.
所以亚干犯罪，亚干得罪神，亚干有当灭之物。让整个百姓失败。
So Achan failed. Achan has the detestable things. He retained those things. That's the reason why the entire nation of Israel failed.
神说，当灭之物不除，我就不再与你们同在。当灭之物不除，你们在仇敌面前站立不住。
God says, if you will not remove the accursed things, I will no longer be with you. You will no longer be able to stand before your enemies.
两个太可怕，也是我们永远没有办法。付得起的代价。
Two dreadful things, two prices that we can never ever afford to pay.
神不再同在，而且我们在仇敌面前再也站不住。
God says, I will not be with you, and you will no longer stand before your enemies.
弟兄姊妹，你愿意过这样子的生活吗
？Brothers, are you willing to live your days that way?
你敢过这样子的生活吗
？Would you dare to live your days that way?
没有神的同在。在仇敌手中。
If you do not have the presence of God, you are in the hand of the enemy.
所以，如果我们还活在罪中，求神让我们悔改。
If we are still living in a lifestyle of sin, we ask the Lord give us a heart of repentance.
如果我们知道什么地方得罪神，让我今天就悔改。
If I know in what area I've offended God, I say today is the day the Lord I will repent.
把当灭之物立刻除掉。
That the accursed things will be removed from my life.
求神怜悯我们，我讲的、听的，我们都需要这样子的信息。
May the Lord be merciful to us, those who speak and those who hear. We need such messages.
今天我们继续讲三场的征战。
Today we will continue to go and elaborate on three battles as to follow.
一个讲基变的征战。
One is the battle with Gibeonites.
一个讲对付五王的征战。
And then the battle with the five kings.
第三个对付北方诸王的征战。
And thirdly with the united coalition of the northern kingdoms.
你基本上可以把这样今天要讲的三场征战分成两大类。
For the three battles that we're going to talk about today, you can actually categorize them in two areas.
那第一大类是基变这场征战。
The very first one, you can focus on the battle with Gibeon.
不是很多人读经都会把基变列为几场征战中的一个。
A lot of people would not count the battle with Gibeon as a battle per se.
但是对我来说，那是一个非常重要的征战。
But for me, it is a very special, a very important warfare.
因为它是我们常常犯的一个错误。
It is a problem that we often fall into.
以色列百姓根本没有打。就失败了。
The people of Israel never fought, yet they lost.
第二类的征战。
The second type of a battle.
就是面对五个王或是北方诸王，一共31个王，这是仇敌联合的力量。
And the five kings and the united king of the northern kingdoms. This is a coalition, a united force of the enemy.
所以这是今天出埃及约书亚记第九章到十二章的内容，请你们回家继续好好读。
This is the content of Joshua chapter 9 through chapter 12. I ask everybody to please read it.
那面对这三场征战，我今天出的题目 叫做敌虽四部，享恩如恒。
In the face of these three battles, the title that I gave to the message today is, though the enemy surrounds, we continue to enjoy the grace of God always.
一个非常正面、充满着荣耀盼望的信息。
And it's a message that's very positive, that's full of hope.
因为我说过，征战的目的是积极的。
And I say again, the purpose of every battle is always proactive.
征战的结局应该是积极的，对不对？
The end of every battle should also be positive. Is that correct?
关键在于我们怎么去面对征战。
The criticality is how do we face each battle?
所以我们先读一下今天的背诵经文。
Let's read the memorization scripture together.
他教导我的手能以征战，甚至我的膀臂能开铜弓。你把你的救恩给我做盾牌，你的右手扶持我，你的温和使我为大。诗篇十八篇。
He teaches my hands to make war so that my arms can bend the bow of bronze. You have also given me the shield of your salvation. Your right hand has held me up. Your gentleness has made me great.
来，我们看见征战的目的不光是积极的。
And we see that again, the purpose of every battle is positive.
整个过程其实是非常积极蒙福的。
The entire process is full of blessings.
因为万军之耶和华宇宙的主宰，他亲自教导我们怎么征战。
Because the Lord of hosts, the author of the universe, he personally himself teaches how to do battle.
你稍微想一想，你从小到现在哪一个老师你最怀念他？
And, from your entire lifespan, think about the one teacher that you remember the most.
或者哪一个老师是最好的老师？
What particular teacher was the best teacher in your life?
今天神在这里，他要亲自教导我们怎么征战。
But today, God Himself personally is going to teach us how to do warfare.
一面他已经把得胜的权柄地位找给我们了。
On the one hand, He's already given us the position of victory.
但是他又在这里教我们的手怎么征战。
But at the same time, he's teaching our hands how to do warfare, how to battle.
甚至我的膀臂能开铜弓。
And that my arm has the strength to bend the bow of bronze.
你看那些 teenager 最喜欢练 muscle 的。
You know, a lot of teenagers, they like to build their bodies up.
不用 teenager, 连我三岁的孙子有时候都举肌肉给我看。
Not even my teenager, my three-year-old grandson will show me his physique.
我们都希望我们外面的力量不住的增长。
And we all desire that our outward strength will continue to increase.
但是神在这里教我们，让我们属灵的力量、征战的能力不住的增长。
But God is teaching us that our strength to do spiritual battle will continue to increase.
不仅仅仇敌不再能打败我们，而且仇敌成为我们的食物。
Not only the enemy can no longer strike us down, but the enemy now has become our food.
我们能够借着征战享受征战。得胜的喜乐。
And that through these battles, we may enjoy the victory through these battles.
三十五节他说：“你把你的救恩给我做盾牌。”表示神用 salvation， 用他的 salvation 做我们的盾牌，我们不会受到伤害。
Verse 35, we just read, you have also given me the shield of salvation. His salvation protects us.
而且在征战中，神右手亲自扶持我们，他的温和使我为大。
And then your right hand has held me up, your gentleness has made me great.
然后仇敌害怕我们。
And so the enemy is fearful of us.
所以弟兄姊妹，我希望我们今天看征战的时候，用一个正面的角度来看。
So brothers and sisters, I pray that today, as we look upon this issue of warfare, we look at it very positively.
不是我们不会失败。
It's not that we would never fail.
也不是仇敌不可怕。
It is not that the enemy is not dreadful.
乃是我们所信靠的这位更伟大。
But the one whom we trust in, he is greater, he is mightier.
他用救恩做我们的盾牌保护我们。
He uses salvation to be our shield, to be our protection.
他亲自教我们征战。
And he personally is teaching us how to warfare.
他让我们的手可以拉铜弓，我们属灵力量不住的增长。
That again, my arm has the strength to bend the bow of bronze, that my spiritual strength continue to increase.
他的温和使我们伟大。
And his gentleness has made me great.
所以我在这里前言特别讲到，属灵征战虽然是一生之久。但是征战的目的，积极的目的，是为了神的荣耀，也为了我们得以承受产业，就是基督。
And again, the intro speaks that the spiritual warfare is for a lifetime, but the purpose of warfare is for God's glory and for us to be able to inherit the things of God, that is Christ.
我们需要知道，而且来经历征战的胜败，全在乎耶和华。
We need to truly understand and experience that the battle belongs to the Lord.
他不仅仅是大能的神，也是爱我们、愿意施恩帮助我们得胜的神。
He's not only the mighty God, but also the God who loves us and always willing to help us overcome through grace.
好， 所以这是我们今天要看的啊，底下的信息你们可以看。所以今天的征战 有这 两大类。
So this is the backdrop of what we want to look at today. So again, these two main categories.
啊，一个是畸变的征战，讲到我们在被仇敌欺骗，因着人的自信，然后我们落入的带来的危机。
We come and look at the battle of Gibeon. Again, because of the deception of the enemy and our self-assurance, it brought about a crisis.
第二个就是联军啊，这种联合的力量。
And secondly, we see that our enemy has a united kingdom, a united force against us.
我不晓得弟兄姊妹，你们有没有过在人生某一个阶段里面，觉得难处接二连三的临到
？Have you ever encountered a time in your life where you find that trouble comes to you one after another？
中国话说祸不单行，对不对
？There's a saying in Chinese that trouble don't come by themselves。
你同时一下子好几个难处一起发生。
And you come to discover oftentimes in life you've encountered difficulties all of a sudden all at once。
你在工作上的、经济上的、家庭上的、人际关系上的。这个健康上的、侍奉上的，你看一连串有一大堆的难处同时发生。
In your workplace, in your finances, in your family, in your relationship with others, even in ministry, you discover there are difficulties and trouble that comes.
我在我身上就发生过好几次。
And it happened to me multiple times.
我那时候算五根指头不够用了。
And I would tell you, I can't, the five fingers is not sufficient for me to number all of them.
你要算细一点的话，十根指头都不够用，要用脚趾头了。
And if I need to really count them, my two hands is insufficient to count all the troubles that came my way all at once.
我一点不是夸张的，怎么会同时来呢
？I'm not exaggerating to you. They all came at me at once.
就有点像以色列百姓一下子五个王联合起来打他。
It's almost as the nation of Israel, all these five kings all came at them all at once.
北方这么多个王联合起来一起打他。
And the northern alliance, all the kingdoms, they all got together to come and fight against Israel.
今天这两类的征战都跟我们很有关系。
And brothers, I want to say again, these two categories of battles has everything to do with us.
首先我们在这里，我们需要认识经历征战的胜败在于神。
And foremost, we need to come in an understanding knowledge that the battle belongs to the Lord.
但是神却非常在乎人对他的态度。
But the Lord cares tremendously about our attitude towards him.
虽然我们知道胜败都在他
And we know the victory belongs to him. We know that.
不是靠着我们
It is not by our own strength.
但是神又非常在乎我们
But yet God cares tremendously about us.
所以你也可以说我们的态度也常常决定了征战的胜败
And in other words, you can say that our attitude determines whether we win the battle or not.
征战的本身得胜的原因在乎神
The battle itself and the victory belongs to God.
但我们能不能有份于这个得胜在乎我们的态度
But whether we are partaker, we can have this victory depends on our attitude.
所以我们先来看畸变之役啊。
So again, we're going to come and look at this battle of the Gibeonites.
我想我不知道你们有没有在家先读哈，就是神交给约书亚一个命令，进到迦南地，迦南地。这些都堕落到不得了的，神说要全部铲除。
And I don't know if you had a chance to pre-study the book of Joshua. God says, when you enter into Canaan, the occupants of Canaan has fallen so severely, you need to annihilate the entire the people of Canaan.
如果我们中间有福音朋友或是出信的，也许你会有问题：神为什么这么残忍？我今天没有空回答这个问题啊。
If you're gospel friends or you're newly in the faith and you say, why would God give such a command? He seems so cruel. I don't have the opportunity to elaborate.On the reason why today.
我随便一列就可以列五个原因，神为什么需要这么残忍
？And I could very, very easily list five reasons why God needed to be so severe.
但是不在我的题目里面。
But it is not within the outline today.
那么神交代他们，除非远方的、很远的，不然只要你们要住的地方的人。仇敌全部要铲除。
So the decree that God has given to the people of Israel, unless as people from a very, very far nation, all those who are in the promised land, in you need to remove, you need to annihilate.
那么就在约书亚他们军队扎营的基甲附近。
And right near Gilgal, right at the place where they encamp, the people of the people
God. 走路不过三天的路程，有一个大城叫基变。
But about 3 days' journey, there's a great city called Gibeon.
圣经告诉我们，这个基变里面全是勇士。
And the scripture tells us that the city of Gibeon are full of mighty warriors.
但是这些基变人，他们选择要来投降。
But the Gibeonites, they made a choice. They're going to surrender.
但是他们不合乎投降的条件。
But they do not fall under the criteria of surrender.
他们就住在迦南地的中心。
Because they live right in the center of the land of Canaan.
所以他们就弄谎言。
And so they came up with a deceptive plan.
三件事情告诉约书亚跟其他的领袖。
And so in these three ways, they spoke to Joshua and the leaders of Israel.
你看我们出门带的饼原来还是热的，现在都已经干了，而且长霉了。
This is the bread that we have with us. It was still warm out of the oven, but look at it now. It's moldy and it is old.
所以他们拿出一些发霉的饼给这些人看。
And he brought out all their provisions and that were moldy and they displayed it before the leader of Israel.
他说：“你看我们喝的酒。”
As you look at the wine, our drink.
酒袋原来都是新的，到现在都已经要裂掉了，表示我们长途跋涉了。
The wine skin was brand new when we started our journey. Now it is on the point of breaking. Means we have taken a very long journey to get here.
你看我们的衣服跟鞋子都已经穿旧了，你不要看我的鞋，我鞋子还算新的，它那个都已经烂了，旧了。
Look at our clothing. Look at the shoes we wear. They're all worn out.
所以，约书亚跟三个领袖看见三个 evidence 证据。就相信他们。
So Joshua and the leader of the Israelites saw these three presentations and believed the Gibeonites.
就跟他们立约，你们可以存活，我们决定不杀你们。
And they established a covenant with them that you may live, we will not destroy you.
然后完了以后，才发现原来他们就住在附近。
And then after they made that agreement, they discovered the Gibeonites is right in their neighborhood.
所以当这件事情传出来的时候，百姓们都在埋怨这些领袖们。
So when the word got out, all the people began to complain about the leaders of Israel.
你们怎么可以做这样子的决定？
How can you make such a decision?
你们怎么会这样子的处理我们周围的敌人？
How could you deal with the enemy that is immediately at our doorsteps?
所以弟兄姊妹在这里，我们看见这场的征战关键，我们读一下我列的经文哈。因为受了他们些食物，并没有求问耶和华。所以他们就中了基遍人的诡计。
Joshua chapter 9 verse 14, that the men of Israel took some of their provisions, but they did not ask counsel of the Lord, and so they were deceived by the Gibeonites.
这两个都是他们这一场征战失败的原因。
These two things are the reason why they lost this battle.
第一个，信心不是凭着眼见跟感觉，但是他们却凭眼见。
Number one, faith is not by sight.But they made the decision based on sight.
他们看见这三个东西就相信了。
They saw these three evidence and they believed.
但是他却没有想到这些所谓的 fact 跟 evidence 的背后是谎言。
And they did not come to realize that the fact and behind these evidence is a lie.
这是仇敌今天在我们身上给我们试探最主要的诡计。
And this is the greatest and the foremost scheme of the devil concerning temptation in our lives.
他就是要让我们相信我们眼睛看到的、听到的、感觉到的。
That we would believe what we see, what we feel, and what we can touch.
但是我们却不能够看见这个背后的谎言。
But we cannot have the understanding and see the lies behind it.
所以我们就做了决定了。
And so we make our decision.
第二个更大更容易犯的错误就是他们没有求问耶和华。
The second mistake, which is a great mistake, is that they did not inquire of the Lord.
哥林多后书第二章说属灵人能够参透万事。
2 Corinthians says that a spiritual man can perceive and understand all things.
就算我没有这么属灵不能够看透每一件事情。
Even though I may not be spiritual and be able to see through all things.
但是我应该在一切所行的事上来求问耶和华。
But in all things, I need to come and seek the Lord's counsel.
圣经上说他必指引我们当行的路。
The scripture tells us that he will direct our path.
所以两个问题，一个是他们凭着眼见，凭着眼前看到的东西做决定。
Again, number one, they made the decision based on what they saw.
第二个在于他们并没有去问耶和华。
Number two, they did not ask counsel of the Lord.
我想这样子的错也不需要举太多的例子哈。
And I think I don't need to illustrate it, or give everyone a lot of illustrations.
因为在我们生活中都在发生。
And I know it's happening every day of our lives.
大可以大到所谓婚姻大事，根本不求问神，完全凭主观的喜好。
Some of these bigger matters where it comes pertain to our marriage, we don't even ask the Lord. We make decisions based on our own likings.
你看他长这么帅。
Oh, he's so handsome.
Oh, 学位又这么好。
He's got such a wonderful degree.
收入这么高。
And
收入这么高、oh, income 这么高
he has such a high income
你看他对我这么好天天给我写信打电话
he is so nice to me he writes me love letters every single day and calls me every day
我们根本不用祷告心就已经交出去了
I don't even need to pray my heart is already inclined towards
this person 然后进入婚姻以后痛苦的收都收不回来
and I enter into marriage and enter in such a pain that I cannot take that decision back
同样的你们孩子们选自己将来的主修或是我们、找 career 甚至我们决定搬到哪里去弟兄姊妹这些事情都需要祷告的
For instance, where we go to college where we major in where we end up moving to we need to bring all these things into prayer
它都会影响我们在仇敌的面前跟在神面前的结果
It will have an influence a consequence to our end what we will receive before the Lord
有一次一个教会长执会在开会的时候
One time the leadership of a particular church has a meeting
大家谈起一个难处来
And everybody brought up an issue, a problem
牧师说、哎、我们真的需要好好祷告
The pastor says we really need to pray
只是说、啊、已经严重到需要祷告了
The deacon says it's so serious that we got to pray now
好像我们觉得祷告是已经人的尽头我才需要祷告的
As if we only pray when we come to our end then we begin to pray
所以即便的失败让我们看见就是因为人凭眼见凭主观凭自己的判断对自己的自信做了许多的决定不去问神
And again we see that the loss of the Gibeonites is entirely because the people made decisions based on their own observation their own understanding and they did not come and inquire of the Lord
所以诗篇十九篇十三节大卫有一个祷告
Psalm chapter 19 verse 13 David had a prayer
他说求你拦阻仆人不犯任意妄为的罪
He says keep back your servant also for presumptuous sins
不容这罪辖制我我就免犯大罪
Let them not have dominion over me then I shall be blameless
或是你可以讲说不容这罪辖制我我就免犯大错也可以
And that I shall be innocent of great transgression
就算你不是犯大罪你也可能犯很多的错因为你没有尊重神你任意妄为
Perhaps they're not great sins but they may be transgressions because youacted presumptuously
我以前很喜欢十九章的十二节求你赦免我隐而未现的罪因为我觉得自己太糟了很多自己都不知道的罪需要神赦免
I used to love verse 12 because David cries out and says Lord please cleanse me from secret faults and I said I have a lot of things that I may not even know that I possess
我更喜欢十四节成为我的祷告主啊愿我口中的言语心里的意念在你眼前蒙悦纳
and we all love the verse that follows let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptableTo your sight.
但是我们忽略了，我要能够胜过隐而未现的罪，我要能够讨神喜悦，关键在于中间的这句话。
But for us to overcome these secret faults that we possess, and that we may be pleasing unto the Lord, the criticality is right in the middle.
我们许多的事情就凭着自己做决定。
Again, a lot of times we make decisions based on our own understanding.
所以我们看到约书亚跟首领们怎么处理这场失败。
And so we come and discover how Joshua and the leaders dealt with this failure.
他们没有逃避责任，他们很勇敢地去面对百姓们给他们的责难。
And they did not run away from their responsibility. They received the rebuke of the people of God.
第二件事情，他们也没有彼此在这里推卸责任或埋怨，说：“哎呀，当初我就是反对留下他们的，但是谁谁谁不听。”
Secondly, they didn't blame one another. They didn't point fingers at each other. No one said, "Oh, I objected to listen to the Gibeonites. It was so and so's fault."
我跟你说，这种故事在神家里面哈，真的已经不是新鲜事情了。
And I will tell you, in the household of God, something like this is not news anymore.
没有出事就还好，出了事都会说，我当初是这样子说的，只是大家不听我的。
When nothing happens, everything's fine. When something happens, someone will rise and say, "Well, I told you we shouldn't have done it that way."
你发现他们领袖之间没有看到任何人在这里推卸责任。
You come to discover in Scripture that these leaders, nobody shied away from their responsibility.
他们一起同心的起来面对这个问题。
They rose up together to face the challenge that they had together.
第三个。
And thirdly,
因为他们没有求问神犯了这个错
because they did not inquire of the Lord and they made this mistake,
我决定相信他们在处理的过程里面他们谦卑地来求问神该怎么办
So in their process, they now humble themselves, I believe, begin to ask the Lord, Lord, what must we do?
所以他们处理的方法不仅仅很合理而且其实很属灵
And so the way they dealt with this problem not only is reasonable, but it's actually very spiritual
他们不会说为了要赶快解决我已经犯的错，杀，赶快杀。
And they didn't say, "Oh, we made a mistake. Now let's just kill them all."
而去更大的得罪神。
But to offend God in a greater manner.
所以他们还是持守原则，既然立约，我们不可以用不义的方法来解决我造成的问题。
So since I made a covenant with this group of people, I cannot resolve this issue with unrighteousness.
就像很多人随便进入婚姻，就随便用离婚来解决他所犯的错误。
It's just like some people casually enter into marriage and casually divorce to correct the problem they made in the beginning.
所以他们在神的面前还是用讨神喜悦、用正直的方法来解决他们犯的错。
So a lot of times they use a mean, as we see that these leaders, they use what was pleasing to the Lord to resolve this issue.
你真的细看的话，是太好的方法。
And when you really, really look into the way that they came up to resolve this problem, it's really, really beautiful.
他们让这些畸变人成为神殿里、神坛前，劈柴、挑水的人。
They made these people, the woodcutters and the water carriers for the temple of the Lord.
第一，他们让这些外邦人看守在这个神家的保护底下。
Number one, they allow these people who are Gentiles to come under the protection of the Lord.
他不会把他们随便塞到把你塞到西边支派，把你放到便雅悯支派，然后在那里造成了圣经上所说的成为肋下荆棘、脚下网罗、眼中刺这种陷阱跟危机。
They did not easily just categorize or group the Gibeonites into any particular tribe that they became the thorns on their heels.
他们把它放在会幕在殿前。来侍奉，所有的人眼目都看着他们，看守他们，不让他们对神家造成伤害。
They allow this group of people to come and serve before the altar of God in the sight of the people of God. That these people are under the watch; they are no longer a problem for the people of God.
我们今天为什么会犯罪？因为我们很多的罪，我们任凭它存在，我们给仇敌留地步，它在我里面可以发酵，它可以成为更严重的伤害。
Our life deteriorates and falls apart because oftentimes we allow sin to perpetuate, to continue, to like yeast, continue to grow.
第二件，他们让他们做殿里面劈柴挑水的人，让他们有机会来接触属灵的。来接触神的救恩。
Secondly, not only this group of people is placed in the midst of the sight of the people of God, but they gave them opportunity to come and to worship and to serve the living God.
结果历史证明，畸变人成为神家极大的祝福。
And then historically, we see that the Gibeonites has become a tremendous blessing for the house of God.
不仅仅在这个约柜跟会幕搬到耶路撒冷之前。整个会幕就是放在畸变。
And the Ark of the Covenant was with the Gibeonites before it was moved into Jerusalem.
你看所罗门献祭的时候就跑到畸变去献祭，对不对
？So when Solomon offered his sacrifices, he went to the land of the Gibeonites to offer his sacrifice.
他在这里，神把智慧赐给了他。
And the Lord has given him wisdom.
所以后来就把约柜、把会幕搬到耶路撒冷来。
And so the Lord, so Solomon brought the tabernacle into the temple of the Lord.
那另外就是当这个约柜被非利士人掳去以后
，And there was also the story when the Ark of the Covenant was taken by the Philistines.
神降灾给非利士人。
And so the Lord caused these tumors to grow among the Philistines.
所以他们不肯。接受约柜，把约柜送回来。
So they were fearful of the ark of the Lord, and they said, "We must send it away."
当牛车带着约柜跑回以色列百姓中间的时候
，And when the oxen brought the ark of the covenant back into the people of God,
他们在一个地方叫博士麦，人擅自打开约柜，在那里得罪神。
And they came to this particular place where people were very casual about the Ark of the Covenant. They lifted up the mercy seat and began to look what's in it.
神就击杀这些任意这个看约柜的人。
So the Lord struck all those who were casual concerning the Ark of the Covenant.
你马上看见百姓的现实。
And you immediately see how the people of God responded.
根本不要约柜，约柜不可以留在我们这里。
And they immediately responded and say, "The Ark of the Covenant cannot be with us."
他们根本忽略了神这么想回到从非利士地回到神百姓中间。
They could not see the heart of God that God desires to return to His people.
我以前讲这段圣经的时候，我自己里面都流泪。我说那个归心似箭的神，那么想回来的神。
And when I was preaching on this particular message, I know I was moved within me that the God.The heart of God who longs to be with His people.
没想到一回到百姓中间，被他们打入冷宫。
And not realize the moment He stepped into the lives of His people rejected Him.
他们就把约柜送到基列耶林那里，就是基遍人的那里。
And they send the ark to Kirjath Jearim. That this is the place where the Gibeonites lived.
你如果算历史的话，约柜在那里至少留了60年以上，甚至更长。
And if you take account of the time that has passed, 60 years, the ark of the Lord has rested in that place.
人根本忘记了神。
And people have forgotten God altogether.
等到大卫做王的时候，还说要出去寻找约柜，然后在基列耶林找到了。
And when David rose, when he became king, that is the place where he has found the ark of the Lord.
在这一段神百姓不要神不在乎神同在的时间基列耶林就是基遍人看守神的约柜
And in this 60 years in this time when the people of God did not even care about the presence of God Kirjath Jearim the Gibeonites they were the group of people that kept the presence of God
然后我们看到当这个以斯拉在那里数点他们在那里记载被掳归回的人的时候
And then we come and look at the book of Ezra when they start to number the people that have been brought back from captivity.
所有归回的，我们说每一个人神都在乎，连牲畜神都数到个位数，神都在乎。
And every single person we see that as the counting, every name, even to the very number of the livestock, God care.
你看到基甸人也在归回的行列中，他们爱神。关心神。
You discover the Gibeonites that were also among those people that have returned into the land of God.
所以，如果我们读到撒母耳记下21章的时候，你就发现，在扫罗做王的时候
，And when we come to 2 Samuel chapter 21, when Saul was king,
他为了讨好以色列百姓
，And for the purpose of pleasing the people, the Israelites,
他决定杀基遍人
，And he decided to annihilate or to destroy the Gibeonites.
因为他们觉得基遍人不是以色列人
，And he says the Gibeonites are not Israelites.
他借此讨好神。讨好这般百姓
And he want to use what he has done, this action, to please the people of God.
我这就是我说的用不义的方法去解决自己犯的错
And this is the way of covering up our offenses with unrighteousness.
结果神就让他们3年经历饥荒
So for 3 years, they were in a famine.
直到把扫罗家的7个人挂在木头上处死刑以后这个神再重新赐福他们
Until the house of Saul were all hung on the scaffolding, did God overlook this offense?
你知道神非常在乎我们
God cares about what we do.
我们失败，我们没有求问神犯的错，的确是不应该。
When we make a mistake, when we offend God, we shouldn't have done that.
但是神的爱，他介入，他可以让我们的危机变为转机。
But the love of God, He enters in. He allows these crises to turn into turning points.
如果我们一错再错，要用更错的方法去解决已犯的错误，就有更大的灾难临到我们。
If we continue to deal our errors with greater error, then the Lord will allow greater calamity to come into our lives.
所以今天在这里。我们的 life application 我们就要问一个问题
So the life application for all of us this is a question that needs to be asked here
我们应该如何而智慧的而且正确的来解决来处理我们的失败
How do we deal with our failures with wisdom and deal with them rightly
我们不仅不让它恶化我们不仅 不让自己重蹈覆辙
Not only do we allow it to deteriorate or fall back to where we were
我们甚至怎么样子让这个危机能够变为转机
How do we allow this crisis to turn into a turning point for our lives?
虽然我们常常说妥善地处理自己的失败会带来成长
A lot of times we say that, oh, if we can learn from our failures
的确是
It is true, we could learn from our failures
但是并不代表我们就应该随便去失败
But it doesn't mean that we should casually enter into failure
不要因为说失败是成功之母，所以我就任意失败，因为我可以成长啊。
And not to simply say, "Oh, all failure is the greatest teacher," then we are casually fall into failures.
每一次失败所带来的伤害 是绝对不能忽略的。
The harm that every failure brings is something that we cannot neglect.
例如说，神本来要给我们的祝福是这个。
In other words, God wanted to give us this much blessings.
或是神希望我们达到的境界是这个。
And this is the realm, this is the height that the Lord wants us to attain.
但是我的失败让我掉到这里来。
But my failure allowed me to fall to this level.
那因着我悔改，因着我靠着神去面对我的失败，也许我在失败中成长了。把我带到这里来。
And again, as I'm willing to learn, as I'm willing to repent before the Lord, my response allowed me to rise.
我的确比在这里成长了，得到祝福了。
I did grow higher than where I have fallen.
但是我跟神原来命定要给我的祝福跟地位，我还是差了一大截。
But there is still a gap between what God's intended blessing in my life.
所以我们不能够随便轻看我们的失败。
So, brothers and sisters, we cannot casually look down upon our failures.
而是要极力地避免我们的失败。
But to positively and actively avoid these failures.
但是如果我们真失败了。
But if we have truly failed.
我们就决定不要停留在失败的懊悔、埋怨跟自责的里面。
Do not live and rest in that place of self-rebuke.
要不甘心我的失败没有给我带来成长。带来改变。
But we need to have a heart that says, I'm not willing to allow my failures not to bring about anything of change, of positive increase in my life.
不然我一定会重蹈覆辙的。
Or else I would keep falling in the same mistake.
以前我讲过一个笑话，好了，有一个人碰到他朋友，发现两个脸都烫伤了，很严重啊。
And one time a friend, I told the story before, encountered a buddy of his and discovered that both of his cheeks were burned.
他朋友问他说，你怎么了？
And his friend asked him, what happened?
他说我今天早上在烫衣服的时候，电话突然响了，我就拿起来接。
He says, I was ironing my clothes and this morning the phone rang and I picked it up and put it right to my face.
他说：“那你另外一边为什么伤了
？”And he says, "Well, what happened to the other side?"
他说：“我总要打电话叫救护车。
”He says, "I need to call the ambulance, right?"
所以就没有学功课。
That's he never learned the lesson. You guys understand?
以脚踢刺，越踢越痛。
Is kicking the goat. The more he kicks it, the more painful it is.
没有学功课。
He never learned.
第二件事情，在处理失败的时候要注意的。
And the second thing that we need to pay attention to as we deal with failures.
危机不会自动变为转机。
These crises do not automatically turn into turning points.
如果你不及时的，然后彻底的去解决它，它只会恶化，只会变成更大的危机。
If we do not proactively and quickly deal with these things, then they will become greater and greater crises.
参孙就是一个最好的例子。
Samson is a wonderful illustration of story.
明明大力拉几次骗他，仇敌几次要来抓他，他在危机中他还是不解决。
Delilah once and again deceived him. He knows he is in a place of crisis. He did not deal with it.
到最后他受不了了。结果把秘密都讲出来了。
And at the very end, he disclosed his secret to the strength.
头发被剃，人上锁链，眼睛被挖，在狱中推磨。
His hair was shaven, and his eyes was gouged. He was chained, and he was pushing in the dungeon.
然后被带到几千个人的 party 面前，像猴子一样在那里戏耍，被人羞辱。
And he was brought before thousands of people and to be toiled with like a monkey.
弟兄姊妹啊，不要等到这一步才懊悔才回头。
Brothers and sisters, do not wait until that very moment before you would turn and repent.
不要以为别人没看到你犯错，你可以继续犯错。神是轻慢不得的。
Do not think that no one sees my failures and the errors that I'm making. God is not mocked.
危机不会随便过去的，危险更不会随便过去的。
Crisis do not casually flee us. Danger do not casually leave us.
第三个，千万不要只是很幼稚的在那里期待，或是只是盼望危机变为转机。
And then do not immaturely hope, anticipate that these crises would turn into turning points.
而是要付诸行动，要有真实具体的行动来面对它。
And we must have actions to deal with them.
好，今天。化危机为转机，成为基督教的一个非常非常熟悉、到处都用的一个 slogan。
And this is a slogan that is used everywhere in Christendom to turn crisis into turning points.
我们祷告，我们做见证，神是化危机为转机的神。阿门 ，Yes。
And we pray and we acknowledge, we testify that our God is the God who turns crisis into turning points. Amen, that is true.
但是它不会自动发生，我们需要配合神。
But they do not happen automatically. We need to co-work with God.
所以参孙就是很好的例子。
Again, Samson, great example.
他的确失败了，的确受羞辱了。
Yes, he was humiliated. He did make a mistake.
但是他在神面前悔改。
But he repented before God.
让头发重新长出来。
He discovered that his hair began to regrow.
神的同在，神的能力重新回到他身上。
The speech of the presence of God, the anointing of God coming upon him once again.
然后他殉道的心志，他说：“神啊，我情愿跟他们一同死。”
And his spirit of martyrdom, he says, "I'd rather die with them."
要为神家报仇。
And that I want to avenge for the people of God.
你发现他死的时候杀的腓力士人比他活的时候杀的还要多。
And the scripture tells us that the Philistines that he had killed on that particular day surpassed the number that he has killed while he was alive.
在他失败之后，一个正确的回应带来的得胜远超过他从前所有的得胜。
The right response after his failure brought about a greater victory than all of his life combined.
好，底下的 这两个五王之役跟这个北方诸王就是联合军队的力量。
And again, when we come and look at this second battle, the coalition of forces that came against the people of God.
基本上两个最关键的事情。
The two key points that is to be illustrated here.
一个是他们信靠神的大能，信靠神的恩典。
One, they rested on the might of God and the grace of God.
另外一个就是他们自己积极的配合。
And secondly, they themselves actively worked with God.
所以你看五王之役，我们来念所列的经文啊，摘录的。
And let's come and look at the scripture in your outline.
在这里我们看见了耶和华亲自为以色列人征战，然后他们怎么样子用活泼的信心。这个积极的行动来配合。
And again, we see how the Lord fought for Israel and how they actively used their faith to work with the Lord.
念过去就好了。第八节，耶和华对约书亚说：“不要怕他们，因为我已将他们交在你手里，他们无一人能在你面前站立得住。”约书亚就终夜从基甲上去，猛然临到他们那里。耶和华使他们在以色列人面前溃乱。十一节，耶和华从天上降大冰雹在他们身上，被冰雹打死的比以色列人用刀杀死的还多。这个我想你们读的英文就好了，时间不够了。
Yeah, because the limitation of time, ask everybody just read it in your outline.
我们看见神的大能，对不对？
We see the intervention of God's power and might.
还没打，神就说我已经把他们交在你手里。
Before they even engage in battle, the Lord says, "I've already delivered them into your hand."
还没打，神就应许他们没有一个人在你面前站得住。
Before you even begin to fight, the Lord says, "None of them will be able to stand before you."
真的打的时候，神又从天上降冰雹，降大冰雹。
And as they begin to fight, the Lord caused this great hail.Storm to come.
冰雹打死的比他们杀的还多。
And those that were destroyed or killed by the hail surpassed the number that people had slain themselves.
我在想两军在混战，这边在这边杀，但是神说冰雹打死的比杀的还多。
And now I picture this battle that's happening, that the people who are fighting with the swords and that the hailstorm coming down on the other side.
你看神的冰雹多准啊，每一个其实都有 GPS 的。
And the hail seems to all have a GPS sensor on each of them.
你一个 sniper 能够打得准已经了不起了。
For a sniper to be able to have the accuracy to kill his enemy is amazing already.
同时几百个几千个同时发，而且只打仇敌。
And hundreds and thousands of people fighting together on the battlefield, but the hail comes down.It hits only the enemy.
真的是 amazing.
And you say, this is amazing.
这神的介入。
And this is God's intervention.
不光应许给人，神的行动配合。
And not only did God promise, but God acted.
但是我们在这里也看到约书亚不会因为神应许了他就不管了。
We also see that Joshua, not simply because God promised, then he just sits and says, I don't need to do anything.
终夜，晚上该睡觉的，他们终夜上去。
And then we see in scripture that they march all night to Gilgal.
所以我们不要把所有责任丢给神，然后认为人没有责任。
Then we don't get into the situation where we cast all of our responsibility to God and we do nothing.
我们有这么伟大的神跟我们在一起帮助我们。
We have an almighty God who is with us, who is our help.
他在乎我们对他的态度，他在乎我们用行动来跟他配合。
But he cares about our attitude, that he cares about us working with him with our hearts.
接下来第十二节。
And verse 12,
约书亚就祷告耶和华，在以色列人眼前说：“日头啊，你要停在基遍；月亮啊，你要止在亚亚伦谷。”于是日头停留，月亮止住，只等国民向敌人报仇。在这日以前，这日以后，耶和华听人的祷告，没有像这日的。是因耶和华为以色列人征战。
And so Joshua begins to pray to the Lord, Lord, you allow the sun stand still until your enemy is destroyed. And no such thing has ever happened since that day.
我是约书亚的话，我看到神降冰雹，我就撤兵。 让神来。
And then if I was standing there and watching the falling of the hailstorm and all the enemies being destroyed, I would just say, okay, everybody, let's just retreat. Let's come back. Let the Lord do the battle for us.
但是他不仅不是这样。
Not only did he not do that.
所以当神的仆人一个年长弟兄说没有一根骨头可以是软的。
Our elderly brother encouraged us that as a servant of the Lord, not a bone within us is to be lazy.
都要在神的应许和恩典中极力地往前。
And the promises of God and the proactive spirit move with the Lord.
约书亚看见了神的作为。
Joshua began to see God is working.
约书亚知道神要做什么。
And Joshua knows exactly what God is going to do.
他居然能够有一个这么伟大的祷告。
But yet he has this wonderful prayer before God.
怎么样子能够乘胜追击？怎么样子能够除恶务尽？
And he said to take the opportunity to remove all of our enemies.
他居然能够说越日头啊，要止住在基遍；月亮啊，你要停在亚亚伦谷。
He would pray such a prayer. He say, "Sun, stand still, and moon, stop."
圣经上说，神听人祷告，从前没这样，将来也没有，未来也没有。
And the scripture tells us the Lord has never listened to such a prayer prior to Joshua and after Joshua. 啊，
这个不光是神听祷告没有这样子的听法。
And not only did God never responded or agreed to such a prayer.
也没有人用这么活泼的信心向神祷告。
No one has since prayed in such a way with an active faith towards God.
但我决定相信约书亚不是随便的祷告。
And I know Joshua did not pray this prayer in casual.
他太知道神的心意，太知道神难做什么。
He knows the heart of God. He knows the will of God. He knows what God is doing.
好，就跟 Rick Warren 说，你 surfing 的时候，你自己没有办法去造浪，create 浪潮。
Pastor Rick Warren says that you, as you surf, you cannot create the wave yourself.
但是浪来的时候，你怎么样子能够充分的利用它？
But when the wave comes, how do you ride the wave?
充分的借助它，把你带到该去的地方。
How do you allow the wave to propel you to the place where it needs to take you?
啊，这就是约书亚。
And this is Joshua.
啊，所以弟兄姊妹。
So, brothers and sisters,
另外一个点我要稍微提一下。
The other point that I want to mention here.
你知道当他们打迦南地的时候。
When they come and fought in the land of Canaan.
不光耶利哥是坚固的城。
Not only Jericho was a stronghold.
圣经上告诉我们他这五个王都是坚固城。
And the scripture tells us these five kings, they all lived in strongholds.
如果以色列百姓要靠自己的兵力来攻城的话，那是很辛苦的事情。
If the people of God want to use their own strength to come and fight each of these fortresses, it's actually very, very challenging.
但是神却借着基遍的错误。
But God allowed the mistake that they made with the Gibeonites.
让这五个王联合起来，一起派联军出来。
And they allowed the coalition of these five kings with the northern kingdoms to come together.
好像我们中文说的引蛇出洞。
As if you're drawing your enemy out of its hole.
你要一个一个去打的话，那太难打了。
And for you to go and fight one at a time, that's such a hard fight.
神把他们五个王一起联军出来，他们以为他们一定赢，因为他们五个王。
It is God's doing. God allowed these kingdoms to unite to come against the people of Israel. They thought they were at the place of the higher ground.
没想到神一网打尽，两三下清洁溜溜。
And not realize God intervened and God did the work for against all of the enemies of God.
反而约书亚一下子把五个王的主力，包括五个王全部都除掉了。
And Joshua, all of a sudden, in one fierce battle.All the five kingdoms, all the northern kingdoms, he has defeated them.
所以底下剩下的基本上就是去接收了。
And what is left is now to go and harvest.
你不觉得神除了能力很强，神的这个智慧太高了吗？
And not to, we can see that not only our God is an almighty God, our God also works in wondrous wisdom.
他的战略太高了。
And his battle strategy surpasses our understanding.
所罗门说：“深哉神的智慧和知识，他的判断何其难测，他的踪迹何其难寻，谁曾经做过他的测试呢？”
And that's why it is written, "Oh, the depth, the riches of both the wisdom and knowledge of God, how unsearchable are his judgment and his ways."Past finding out.
好，那个十王基本上是原则是一样的。
And again, the northern kingdoms coming together is basically the same principle.
你看约书亚记十一章
，Joshua chapter 11,
第六节，耶和华对约书亚说：“你不要因他们惧怕，明日这个时候，我必将他们交付以色列人。”于是约书亚率领一切的兵丁，在米伦水边突然向他们攻打。 耶和华将他们交在以色列人手里。
And the Lord said to Joshua, "Do not be afraid because of them, for tomorrow about this time, I will deliver all of them slain before Israel."
一方面看见胜败在乎神。
And we see again the victory belongs to the Lord.
他为我们征战。
He's the one who does battle for us.
他走在我们前面。
He proceeds before us.
另外一方面，我们要问一个问题。
The second question we got to ask.
为什么明日这个时候？
Why does the Lord says tomorrow?
为什么不今天？为什么不现在？
Lord, not, why not now? Why not this moment?
神让他百姓们信心要经过试验。
God says your faith needs to be tested, needs to be tried.
神怎么说，事情就会怎么成。你就是要学习安息。
However I said it, it will come to pass. You need to come and rest in what I said.
所以诗篇四十六篇特别提醒我们 ：Be still and know that I am God. 你们要休息。要知道我是神。
Psalm 46 tells us, "Be still and know that I am God." You need to rest and know that I am God.
弟兄姊妹，动需要靠神，静更需要靠神。
When we move by God. When we rest, we also rest by the Lord.
神说明天这个时候，仇敌要交在你手中。
The Lord says, "For tomorrow about this time, I will deliver all of them slain before you."
那么现在跟明天这个时候，我该怎么办？
So between now and tomorrow, what am I to do?
我们是不是要学习信心中的安息，相信神
？You need to rest in faith, rest in the Lord.
啊，所以在这里，约书亚记十一章十五节告诉我们一个非常重要征战的秘诀。我快讲完了啊。
And so the Lord gave us a very the secret of this victory here.
耶和华怎样吩咐他仆人摩西，摩西就照样吩咐约书亚，约书亚也照样行。凡耶和华所吩咐摩西的，约书亚没有一样懈怠不行的。
As the Lord had commanded Moses, his servant, so Moses commanded Joshua, and so Joshua did. He left nothing undone of all that the Lord had commanded Moses.
你发现这个 command line 是非常清楚的，畅通的。
You see, this command line is very, very clear.
神给摩西，摩西给约书亚，约书亚带着百姓去执行。
God commanded Moses, Moses to Joshua, Joshua led the people to do.
你不要属灵到一个地步，我只听神的，人我不听的。
And you say, "Oh, I'm so spiritual. I'm only going to listen to God. I don't need to listen to man."
神在这里交代摩西，摩西交代约书亚，约书亚交代百姓。
God commanded Moses, Moses Joshua, Joshua commanded the people.
我们都顺服神。
We obey God.
我们也顺服神给我们所有的带领。
We obey all of His leading in our lives.
所以你就发现他们得胜。
And you find that's the secret of their victory.
所以。真认识征战的目的是积极的啊。
And to know that the purpose of warfare is positive.
真认识征战的过程是很宝贵的。
And to really understand that the process of this warfare is also precious.
一面让我们经历神，一面我们也在这里成长。
Now, on the one hand, we personally experience God. On the other hand, we also get to grow.
我们经历靠着神，果然。经历了得胜
and we experience it truly. When I lean on God, there is nothing but victory.
不仅叫神得荣耀，而且我们在基督里真的是承受产业。
Not only is God glorified, but in Christ we also have received the inheritance in Christ.
所以约书亚记第一章，神不仅仅应许了约书亚说，在你平生的日子，必无一人在你面前可以站立得住。
So Joshua chapter 1, we see God's promises for Joshua that no man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life.
你发现他们往前去的时候，果然是这样。
You discover as Joshua proceeded that it was indeed true.
唯一没有成就的时候，就是人犯罪，人在神的面前不尊重神的时候。
The only time that they did not succeed was they sinned and they did not respect God.
所以约书亚记十一章二十三节，这样约书亚就照着耶和华所吩咐摩西一切的话，夺了那全地，就照着以色列支派的宗族，将地分给他们为业。于是国中太平，没有征战。
Joshua chapter 11 verse 23. So Joshua took the whole land according to all that the Lord has said to Moses, and Joshua gave it as an inheritance to Israel according to their divisions by their tribes. Then the land rested from war.
所以我们现在终于来到了我们的主题。敌虽势不，享恩如恨。
And so now we come to the conclusion of the thing of this message. We're enjoying the grace of the Lord always.
不仅仅全世界服在恶者的手下。
Not only the whole world, we see that it is under the hands of the evil one.
不仅仅征战是一生之久。
Not only come to discover that we will have battles all the days of our lives.
但是我们敌虽势不， 我们却照旧享恩。
But even though the enemy surrounds us, we continue to enjoy the grace of God.
而且恩上加恩，力上加力。
We discover as grace upon grace and strength upon strength.
这是我们等一下要唱的诗歌468首，诗篇23篇做背景。
Psalm chapter 23 is the background of the hymn that we're about to sing.
他在仇敌面前为我们摆设宴席。
He's the one that prepares the table in the presence of our enemies.
所以对所有联军，对我们碰到的各式各样同时临到的难处。
And concerning this united coalition, concerning all the troubles that comes our way all at once in our days.
那我们学习真知道所信的是谁，对他有完全的信任和安息。
Let us truly know whom we have believed in.That we would really be able to rest in Him.
同样的，我们也靠着主的恩典，积极的往前。
And by His grace, actively we can move forward.
知道每一步脚掌所踏之地都是我们的。
Know that every inch of ground that I tread belongs to me.
我们一起来唱468首。
Let's come and sing this hymn together, 468.
我们站起来唱。
Would you all please rise?
神作我牧人，他常喂养，他常施恩，他施恤我，我施恤他，何来需要，何来缺乏？他带我到嫩草地上，使我感觉满足欢畅。
有一些祷告，你可以随着圣灵的感动带领我们有简短的祷告。
Let's have some time of prayer, maybe a short prayer before the Lord, as allow the Holy Spirit come and move us.
不管用中文或英文都可以。
Whatever language, Chinese or English.
在我们经过人生大而为可畏的旷野，这么多的仇敌，这么多的难处在我们周围。
When we go through this great wilderness of life, we see the difficulties and the challenges and the enemies along the way.
希望我们是带着活泼的盼望来面对它。
We pray that we come and face each and every one of them with an active faith.
我们带着积极的态度来面对它。
With a positive attitude.
靠着爱我们的主，在这一切的事上让我们得胜有余。
By the Lord who loves us, that we can overcome in all these situations.
恩上加恩，力上加力。
Yes, grace upon grace, strength upon strength.
我们有些祷告。
Let's have some prayers together.
Amen, 主，谢谢。
主耶稣，是的，我们知道我们有这宝贝放在瓦器里面，要显明这莫大的能力实在是出于你，不是出于我们。
阿门。
因为我们四面受敌却不被困住， 心里作难却不致失望，遭逼迫却不被丢弃，打倒了却不致死亡。
Lord, thank you. Your love and your victory and your promise never fail.
Amen.
Lord, just bless us, Lord. Teach us how to follow you to fight spiritual warfare.
Amen.
To follow you with holding your promise. And we move forward by your guidance in every step of faith. Lord, we thank you so much in Jesus' name.
Amen.
主啊，我们感谢你啊，你作为爱的神成了我们的牧人。主啊，我们更要感恩是你自己成了羊的门，让我们进到你的里面可以得生命，得得更丰盛。
Amen.
天上的阿爸父，主耶稣，谢谢你。哦，谢谢你，感谢你带领我们走义路。哦，感谢你是我们的好牧人，感谢你这位又真又活、这位信实的全能者。
阿
门。哦，你真的是带领我们跨圣，在你的基督里跨圣，在你的名里面认识你跨圣，使我们得以脱离这些患难的咒诅和锁链。哦，主耶稣，我们仰望你，谢谢你，赞美你，祷告不配，奉基督耶稣的名求。
Amen.
Lord Jesus, thank you for your promises towards us, that lo, you are with us even to the end of the age. Oh Lord Jesus, you are forever, forever with us.
Amen.
What is it for us to fear? Oh Lord, what is it for us to worry about? Oh Lord Jesus, we want to come to you and acknowledge that this very time, at this very moment, oh Lord Jesus, it is your presence with us that allows us to stand, that allows us to press and move forward. Oh Lord, no weapon fashioned against us shall stand.
Amen.
Oh Lord, nothing against the kingdom of God shall oppose you. Oh Lord Jesus, and you have chosen us in this time, in this generation, oh Lord, to be the messengers, to be
Amen.
The ambassadors
Amen.
Of Christ.
Amen.
Oh Lord, to take this great commission, to take the wonderful message of the gospel to the world.
Amen.
Oh Lord, you've called us to rise, oh Lord, as a city on a hill.
Amen.
Oh Lord, that the light cannot be hidden, because God is with us. Oh Lord Jesus, pray for your church today. Oh Lord, that you strengthen us corporately.
Amen.
Not just as loose people, loose families, but together, oh Lord, we rise up for the kingdom of God.
Amen.
For the purpose of God. Oh Lord, what we read in scripture becomes reality in our lives.
Amen.
Becomes reality in SVCA today. Father God, we ask this of you. We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
主啊，当我们没有征战的时候，我们就飞向你那得胜的宴席，因为你在十字架上废掉了冤仇，你已经成了主啊，你已经得胜。那我们要征战的时候，就与你站在得胜的地位上，举起得胜。主耶稣，感谢赞美。
Amen.
虽然世界伏在恶者的手下，主耶稣在这。哦，当你从坟墓中起来的那一刻，主啊，你就废除了仇敌，哦，那个死亡的权势，主啊，如今让我们可以连于你，哦，也站在这样一个得胜的地位上，主啊，帮助我们，哦，在生活上，哦，在各方面，主啊，我们可以站在这得胜的地位上，来支取你的得胜，并且得胜有余。谢谢奉主的名。
阿门。
是的，主啊，得胜有一个名字，它就是耶稣。主啊，求你按照你的名来引导我们。
Amen.
当我们迷路的时候，用你的爱把我们接回，引导我们能够行走在这条义路上，除去我们里面这一颗胆怯的心，把那样一个刚强、仁爱、谨守的心赐给我们，让我们能够靠着你来征战。感谢主。
Lord, you're such a great God, your loving Father. Lord, we follow you. Come, you gave us a blessing.We do not follow. You blame us, you punish us, but you still love us, Lord. Oh, you give us the heart of repentance when we are not following you. You give us opportunity that we can turn back, and once we turn, blessing comes again, Lord.
Amen.
Oh,
Amen.
It is so sweet to trust in you.
And
it is so sweet to enjoy the table you prepare for us in front of our enemies.
Amen.
Oh, 主耶稣，我们在奉你的名为这个念慈姐妹祷告，为她在这个苦难中，为她在为你主耶稣，她为你受苦，而受病有病受难而祷告， 主耶稣，求你加添他的力量。主啊，求你真的是捆绑那恶者。哦，主耶稣，求你真的是能够践踏仇敌的这些攻击，让他让姊妹受苦受难，让弟兄受苦受害。主耶稣，我们没有别的办法，全世界都握在那恶者的手下。我们只有奉你的名祷告，交托在你的手中。哦，主耶稣，求你拯救我们，求你加添我们的力量，复苏我们。祷告不配奉基督耶稣的名。
神，我们感谢你，你是到如今都还在说话的神。
Yes, God, we thank you because you're the God who speaks today.
求你借着这3000多年前历史的记载，今天继续对我们说话。
A historical event that is recorded about 3,000 years ago, the Lord, you will speak to us today.
神，我们感谢你，你是直到如今仍旧做工，仍旧亲自为我们征战的神。
God, we thank you that you're the God who continues to work today. You're the God who's continued to do battle for us today.
复兴你的教会，呼召你的儿女们起来跟随你往前。
Lord, revive your church. Call on your people to come and move forward with you.
主啊，今天你仍旧是那位继续施恩。用你荣耀呼召我们的神。
And yes, you're still the God of grace, the God who calls us with glory.
让我们都起来，勇敢地脚掌所踏之地，让我们更多地在这里承受基督。
That we will courageously, boldly rise up and begin to walk forward to come and inherit all that is in Christ.
特别把在难处中，在许多难处中的弟兄姊妹，特别交在你的手中。
Lord, we particularly bring brothers and sisters who are in trials and difficulties, and those who are in many trials and difficulties into your hands.
是的，让我们不灰心、不失望，靠着那爱我们的主，还是能够得胜有余。
That we do not fall into despair, we do not lose hope, but the God who loves us, oh Lord, that we can more than overcome.
也为着可能许多在跌倒失败，或是正在面对失败所带来结果的弟兄姊妹，我们也祷告。
And we pray for our brothers and sisters who have perhaps sinned and erred and are fallen, oh Lord, that they're going through this process of being restored by you.
让我们做该做的事，就是立刻回转归向你。
Oh Lord, that they would have the courage to do what is right and immediately turn back to you.
靠着你，主啊，再来重建，再来恢复我们。
Through you, oh Lord, that you would reestablish them, you would restore them.
谢谢你。
We thank you, Lord.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.